And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative, I like to say. Hey, got a few more text lines. Tom from Tanner is new in the system today. He's asking, will Katie Britt vote for McConnell for Republican majority or minority leader in the Senate? I don't know the answer to that, Tom. It's a great question. There have been recently some guys like Hawley and Schmidt in the Senate who have said they do not want to vote for McConnell again. They don't think he's earned the right to stay there again. That's interesting. Mike from Huntsville sent a text. I cannot even read it. Mike, brother, you got to work on the spell check, man. I can't even figure out what's going on here. Words are all jammed together. Help me out, brother Mike. I'll be glad to read your text if I can actually read your text. John from Athens just texted in. He said, as you know, Colonel, leadership includes agility, adaptability, flexibility, mental and physical resilience, competence, and most importantly, character. He says he believes Trump is missing character. Does DeSantis have them all? We need to find out. Okay. There's an opinion. All right. Hey, listen, by the way, before I forget, Just Love Coffee Cafe. So I just got off the phone with Travis, the owner of both locations of Just Love Coffee Cafe in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. And he wanted me to let y'all know that, first of all, it's Veterans Day. They have a military discount at Just Love Coffee Cafe, so keep that in mind. The other thing is, at their Huntsville location, which is the one on the Parkway, they've teamed up with Team Red, White, and Blue. You can stop by there and do a thank a veterans card that they're going to be delivering to the veterans home nearby, and I strongly recommend that if you're in the neighborhood, just stop by Just Love Coffee Cafe. You might want to get yourself something to eat. You might want to get a cappuccino or just a steaming cup of black coffee, or just enjoy the moment and hang out. But while you're there at the Huntsville location, please go ahead and fill out a thank you veteran card and turn that in, and they will have them delivered. So there's that. I got a couple minutes, so I will go ahead and take one call before I go to the break. Is that Mike from Huntsville? Yeah, line one. Mike from Huntsville, how you doing?
Yeah, hey. Phil, I was trying to get that text across. It's pretty complicated. What happened is that, well, I mean, you know, what happened is Trump is, remember that movie, I'm Mad as Hell, I Can't Take It Anymore?
Yeah.
It was about the corporate thing. Okay, well, that's Trump right now. But because he was sandbagged by everybody,
right.
By basically McConnell. Even McCarthy did, and you saw that private text or communication he had where he was trashing Trump supporters. So you have basically two deep state people operating. McConnell is just out and out deep state. But what you have is Merrick Garland, who's in the same sect of atheist Jews that is George Soros. And what's happening with that is that they've got a coalition going on between those two people. And what they want to do is get everybody to get rid of Trump, because Trump knows that by keeping Ray last time in the FBI, that everything he did and the advice he got was wrong. So he listened to people trusting them, and they sandbagged him all the way through. Right now, he knows who the bad guys are. Ron DeSantis does not. And they're relying upon people getting rid of Trump. The best case scenario is what the guy said earlier, which is Ron DeSantis is vice president, and Trump is the president.
So
that would scare the bejesus out of him.
Well, I think that would scare the crap out of him. Let me ask you this, though. I mean, if Trump really knows who the bad guys are, he's got the finances and the wherewithal to just let it be known. Why did let it be known now? Why does he have to wait till he gets back in office to let it be known?
Because part of it is he can't do anything about it right now. And the Republicans, he doesn't know whether they're speckless or whether they're just going to sit there and go along, get along, like McConnell is already. He was back in Kay against Mo, because Mo was on the Constitutional Caucus. And that was one of the things that went on. And she also backed Doug Jones against Roy Moore, if you remember.
Hey, man.
So we have that.
Hey, Mike, my music's playing, man. That means I got a hard break. I got to take it. Hey, thanks for clarifying, and I appreciate you. You're the guy with the text, so yeah, thank you for clarifying. All right, Mike, we got to go. Boomer, take us to the break, brother. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, going into hour number three. Time to thank a vet. That's number three on the Dippers. We'll be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Local, state, national. Man, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Third hour here today. And I got to tell you, it's Veterans Day tomorrow, all right? So this third segment is called Thank a Veteran. I mentioned a minute ago, Just Love Coffee Cafe at the Huntsville location on South Parkway. They've got cards you can fill out thanking a veteran. They're going to deliver them to a veteran's home. They're doing that in conjunction with a group called APA, called Team Red, White, and Blue. So give that some consideration. But let me start the whole thing. Why are you doing this a day ahead of Veterans Day, Phil? Because today, November 10th, is the Marine Corps birthday. So all of you devil dogs out there, Semper Fi to you, and happy 247th birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps. A piece here on Coffee or Die magazine points out that the Commandant's birthday message to the Marines is to prepare for uncertainty. He says, when called, we will fight, we will win. Today, tomorrow, in the future, said General David Berger, a career infantryman who took the helm of the Corps in 2019. These victories are not won by our technology or by our equipment, but because of all of you and because of everything that you do every day to remain the best trained, the most professional, the most ready force in the world. That has not changed. He did go on to say, too, that what we have to do at all times is be prepared for uncertainty, meaning you don't know what's coming sometimes. You don't see it coming, but you're always ready. Semper Fi. Happy birthday, 247th birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps. Hey, you might also be interested to know that veterans made a splash in the elections, getting elected to Congress, all right? Right now, there are actually more veterans, I think, than we've ever had in quite a while serving in the House and the Senate. 91 veterans currently serving in the current Congress, and there's been a number more added to that. I thought I'd give you a rundown of some of who they are. They're Democrats and Republicans. I believe we have more Republicans in the new class, but there are a few Democrats. Democrats first, you got Don Davis. He's a Democrat from North Carolina, graduated from the Air Force Academy, served as a mortuary officer. Wow, there's a job. Christopher DeLuzio, Democrat, Pennsylvania, graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy, deployed multiple times even to Iraq. Jeff Jackson, a Democrat, North Carolina, a major in the North Carolina Army National Guard. Jennifer Kiggins, a Republican, from Virginia, served in the Navy 10 years as an H-46 and H-3 helicopter pilot and flew missions in the Persian Gulf and Kosovo. Nicholas LaLota, Republican, from New York. He's a U.S. Naval Academy graduate and a surface warfare officer until 2007. Anna Paulina Luna, Republican, in Florida, enlisted in the Air Force at age 19 and served as an airfield manager. This is one that I forgot to watch, and I'm glad to hear it. Morgan Luttrell, Republican, Texas, a retired Navy SEAL and combat veteran. He's also the twin brother of fellow Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell, the author of Lone Survivor. That's very cool. I'm glad he's there. Rich McCormick, Republican, Georgia, 20 years in the Marine Corps and the Navy, flying helicopters. Max Miller, Republican, Ohio, Marine Corps Reserve for 6 years, also served as a White House aide to former President Donald Trump for 4 years. Corey Mills, Republican, Florida, an Army veteran with several combat deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan with the 82nd Airborne Division, also served in Joint Special Operations Command and survived a roadside bomb attack in 2006 in Iraq. Keith Self, Republican, Texas, graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, went on to serve as a Special Forces officer, and retired as Lieutenant Colonel in 1999. Derek Van Orden, Republican, retired Navy SEAL, went in the Navy when he was 18, did 26 years of service. And J.D. Vance, U.S. Senate, Ohio, a Marine Corps veteran, served in the Iraq War, and now serving in the U.S. Senate, or soon to be serving in the U.S. Senate. I love that. I love knowing that veterans are in positions to continue serving. And that's something that I think that needs to be understood. You know, I've said multiple times that there's a whole lot to be said for what a veteran can bring to their community, even when they're not in uniform. I gave a speech one time to an employment group, and I was asked to speak on veterans' issues, but I told them, I said, I think I need to talk to you first about what a veteran is. When you're considering hiring, a veteran is somebody who you need to understand has already learned the value of working hard. A veteran is somebody who has already seen long hours and tired days. A veteran is somebody who understands what it means to work with a team, to be uniform in their appearance, to be willing to take random drug testing if necessary in order to keep their job, someone who had to meet certain standards to keep their job, someone who had to go through training and literally sweat to do it. A veteran is somebody who brings a work ethic that you may not find elsewhere. And I don't mean to by any way diminish the capacity of anyone who hasn't served in the military. I'm not saying that at all, because I know there's hard workers and people who do lots of hard things that have never served in the military. But what I am saying is this: if you're looking at a resume and you're questioning whether someone has a work ethic and they've got military service on their record, you can kind of go ahead and surmise that they might have done more and there might be something else to them, and ask those questions. Tell me what you did in the Corps. What'd you do in the Navy? How did that work for you when you're in the Army? And you may find that there's something to that individual that you just didn't see coming. And thank a veteran, by the way. You know, I tell you, the other day I was, where were we? I think Charlene and I were at Hobby Lobby, and I was wearing a hat that said something about military service, and a young man who, you know, maybe if I had seen him just walking the aisles, I would have never anticipated that he would recognize that hat, but he just stopped me. Said, "Hey, sir, thanks for your service." Gets all over you. I mean, I'll be honest, it gets all over you. So I'm going to walk through several things here that relate to Veterans Day and talk about military service, but I want to encourage you, think about the fact that tomorrow is Veterans Day, and thank a veteran. You know, in my family, veterans are, you know, they're a significant portion of my family's legacy. And as I watched the previous generations of my family serve, it made me want to serve. I saw something that I wanted to be a part of. There was no draft. There was no arm twisting. There was nobody saying, you got to do this to measure up. It was a legacy. It was something that I saw that I wanted to be a part of. And so I just want to encourage you, if there are folks like that in your community, people who have, and you don't even know what they did, but you just know they served, thank them. It'll get all over them, I guarantee you. Change a whole day. There's a lot of things out there, too, that are being made available to veterans on Veterans Day. Kind of cool. Like, I love the fact that Just Love Coffee Cafe has a veterans discount, but they're not the only ones. I do find this to be kind of cool. I got to give props where I can. The Biden-Harris administration just announced that starting on Veterans Day tomorrow, all veterans of U.S. Armed Services can obtain a free lifetime pass to 2,000 of their federal recreation sites spread out across, so basically all the public parks, all the national parks, wildlife, refuges, forests. Basically, they're saying that if you're a veteran, you can show them, here it is, says each lifetime pass covers entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a personal vehicle at national parks and national wildlife refuges, as well as standard amenity fees at national forests and grasslands and at lands managed by Bureau of Land Management. Veterans can present one of four forms of acceptable ID: a Department of Defense ID card, a veteran health ID, a veteran's ID, or a veteran's designation on a state-issued driver's license or ID card at participating federal recreation areas that normally would have charged an entrance fee. Gold Star families can also obtain information about how to self-certify so they can also receive free access. It's not just for veterans, it's also for Gold Star families. That's a great thank you. The National Park System, just an opportunity to go out there and enjoy the beauty of this nation. And because you served or because you're a Gold Star family, very cool. All right, Boomer, take us to a break. I'm going to come right back and give you some information on where you can find some Veterans Day discounts and things that are happening around the state. And then, folks, I believe we're going to have time. I got to tell you the story of the legendary 4th Alabama, the 1st Battalion of the 167th Infantry from this state that has statues built in its honor on foreign battlefields. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:22 p.m. It is, by the way, I got a text here from JT in Lacey Springs. Said, how about defining Gold Star families for those who may not know, please? And says regards. And that's a great point, JT. So, yeah, for those of y'all that aren't familiar, there is a tradition of when you're a family that has someone deployed to a war zone, there's like a flag that it's like a little banner that you can hang in the window or on the door of your house. It's tradition, and it's got a star on it. For every member of the family, you've got a star in the middle. I want to say it's rectangular with a red border and then a blue star for every family member. So you may have one family member, one blue star, two family members, two blue stars, and they stack them, you know, one above the other. And you hang it in your window as a symbol of your family's pride in the fact that you've got a deployed family member. However, the tradition is that in the event that that family member dies in the war zone, that you then change that to a Gold Star. And so they call them, you know, Gold Star families. And that's it's been around for a while. A lot of folks don't realize it. You know, if you don't live in a military community, it might be something you're not as familiar with. But yeah, Gold Star families, that's a thing. And so, if you know of a Gold Star, and you might even want to just kind of Google it, and check and see if there's a Gold Star family, roster anywhere in your area. And if there is, you know, send them an extra thank you, because they gave a lot. AL.com reporting that tomorrow, and I've marched in this parade, by the way, if you didn't already know this, the Veterans Day Parade in Birmingham is the world's oldest, or the nation, let's say the nation's oldest Veterans Day Parade. It's gearing up for tomorrow for its 75th parade in downtown Birmingham. Quote here from Mark Ryan, who's the president of the National Veterans Day Foundation in Birmingham, says, each year we want to remember and honor our nation's veterans who have given so much of their lives, some even their lives themselves. And this year we wait to show our gratitude on a bigger scale. The parade's going to include the Budweiser Clydesdales, and it's going to, you know, have all kinds of different features and military units. I've marched in that parade before. It's actually very cool. And I love the fact that it's the oldest Veterans Day parade in the nation. It kicks off at 11 a.m. tomorrow in downtown Birmingham. The route is, it begins at the intersection of 18th and 9th, 18th Street North and 9th Avenue North downtown. It goes south then, to 2nd Avenue North, at which point it turns and goes to 22nd Street North, and then to 5th Avenue North. It basically makes several legs around the entire downtown area. If you're concerned about where it is, I'm sure you can look it up. It'll also be live streamed on YouTube and the National Veterans Day Foundation website. So, yeah, the oldest Veterans Day parade in the nation. It's one of the biggest, too. I mean, it's a big parade. No fooling. You're going to see lots of military vehicles, military units, you know, Boy Scout troops, you know, school groups, high school bands, I mean, it's actually a lot of fun. So if you love parades, this is a good one. And like I said, it's the 75th year of doing the oldest Veterans Day parade in the nation. Here's how it started, too, by the way. According to the organizers, being the oldest, it dates back to 1919, when the holiday was known as Armistice Day in celebration of World War I veterans. And then a guy named Raymond Weeks, who was a World War II veteran, he actually led a delegation to Washington in 1947 to urge then-Army Chief of Staff Dwight Eisenhower to expand it and make it an actual holiday when Eisenhower became president. He indeed did sign the 1954 Veterans Day Holiday Proclamation and establish the holiday itself. So all said and done, Birmingham, Alabama has a whole lot to do with the fact that we have a Veterans Day and the oldest parade in the nation. Marching downtown tomorrow, kicking off at 11, rain or shine, they say. So, yeah, you may want to be there for that. Lot of stuff out there for vets. If you are not familiar, there are discounts everywhere. I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like everywhere. So if you've got an ID card, go get you a free cup of coffee or something somewhere because, I mean, there are places that are bending over backwards to make sure that you know. Applebee's, a free meal tomorrow. Bob Evans Restaurants, a free meal. Bombshells Restaurants, free meals. California Pizza Kitchen, a free non-alcoholic beverage and a choice of one entree. Golden Corral, a free meal at all locations from 5 p.m. to close on Monday, so the whole weekend. Krispy Kreme, get you a free donut, a small brewed coffee tomorrow. Little Caesars, a free lunch combo at participating locations. I guess you have to find out if your location is participating. This show a picture ID. Red Lobster, free shrimp, fries, and coleslaw. Shoney's, a free all-you-can-eat breakfast bar. Oh, my. I'm getting so hungry right now, Boomer. This is wearing me out, man. I'm just thinking about dinner right now. Starbucks, a free 12-ounce hot brewed coffee or iced coffee. TGI Fridays, a free meal. Tuscan Brands Restaurants, do we have those around here? I'm not sure we do. That may be something that's more national. White Castle, oh, if there's a White Castle in and around you, free combo meal. Red Roof Inns, 15% discount on wherever you stay at a Red Roof Inn. Academy Sports and Outdoors, a 10% discount to currently serving military and other veterans through November 13th, so through the weekend. 10% discount on Veterans Day. Got this one right here. A couple more. This one came from WHNT, so we know it's local because it's right here at Channel 19 in the Huntsville area. Dunkin' Donuts, offering veterans and active military a free donut. No purchase or proof of ID required to tell them you're a vet. Chick-fil-A, get a free chicken sandwich. Scooter's Coffee is giving back. They've got some. Handcrafted drinks, they say, for Scooter's Coffee. Metro Diner, 50% off. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. I am so hungry right now. Frozen custard and steak burgers? Really? Literally giving away double combo meal cards. Kohl's, the store, if you want to go shopping. K-O-H-L, Kohl's. They got a 30% off in-store all weekend. And then haircuts. Great Clips and Sport Clips are giving free haircuts to vets tomorrow. And then Six Flags Over Georgia, free entry with a free meal and free drinks, just showing a valid military ID. That is awesome. Do I have a caller on the line? I'm not sure I can do him justice. I tell you what, let's do this, Boomer. There's no way I could possibly talk to him before the break. Is that Brian? Yeah, tell Brian if he can hang through the break, I will grab him as soon as we get back, all right? Let's do that. All right, folks, there's all your discounts. Now, listen, we're going to come back and hit a few more things that are a little more sobering. And then before this show's over for your drive time home, I got to tell you the story about the 1st Battalion of the 167th Infantry, the legendary 4th Alabama. Make you proud. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. We got a caller that held on during that whole break, and I sure appreciate that. So let me honor their time. Is that Brian? Yep, Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Mighty fine indeed, and everything. And I want to let folks know, I think it started, I can't remember the senator, state senator started under, but here locally in Alabama, and spread through the best of my knowledge, all 50 states, if you're not retired military and you don't have that card, if you can take your DD-214 down to the driver's license department, and they put something on there that marks you as a veteran.
As long as you've
been honorably discharged. And that way you don't have to drag that out of your box or drag the copy around with you. For events such as tomorrow, where you
absolutely
get a free meal.
It
started right here in Alabama.
I did not know that. That's good news. Hey, thanks, Brian. I appreciate that, man. That's good information. And by the way, thanks for your service. All right. Hey, listen. Let me tell you a couple more things. First of all, on a much more serious note, the VA reports that like every 2.5 days, there's a veteran in Alabama that commits suicide. And so September just passed, obviously a couple months ago, but September was National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And I'm really glad to hear the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs and the Alabama Department of Mental Health partnered up with 7 of our state schools, University of Alabama, Auburn, Troy University, Jack State, University of North Alabama, University of Montevallo, and Shelton State, in order to do a visual campaign. They went out and they put American flags all around their campuses in honor of veterans and to bring attention to the concept of veteran suicide. I would say this, take nothing for granted. Leave nobody behind and ask your battle buddy, male or female, if they're doing all right. And if they're not, don't let the conversation lay, all right? Look out for each other, even out of uniform. The other thing that I wanted to point out was I had the honor when I was in the state Senate of helping chair the commission to review and establish what are known as the veteran courts across the state of Alabama. It's actually a very cool concept. You know, there's so many people that wind up being in the court system for whatever reason. It might be something that they've been enduring for mental health reasons that brought them into court. It might be something like substance abuse. It can be all kinds of things, but because they are a veteran, they have no idea that there might be other resources available to not only help them change their course, but to truly rehabilitate their lives, more so than the average citizen might have available to them. So what we did was we established something called Veterans Courts. And the way Veterans Court works is if an individual is identified coming into the court system for whatever adjudication as a veteran, they try to set those aside for certain days, and they try to bring them in all at one time, and they have other people there in the courtroom at the time. The judge could say, well, listen, here's the deal. If you'll talk to that VA counselor, if you'll go over there and talk to that mental health assessment individual from the VA, if you'll talk to this person over here from the VFW, if you'll and all these different assets are available to them. And the judge will connect them, and there's different programs they can participate in as what they call a pretrial diversion sometimes, meaning you can defer the sentence as long as they'll complete drug rehab. But they had no idea that they didn't have to have insurance or pay out of pocket to do it because the VA provides it. Or there's any number of things, and the VA is just one, all right? But these all of these are available through the Veterans Treatment Court, and it's a big deal. And I was proud to be a part of getting that set up. So, there's the thing. Now, in a minute, we're going to take an early break. As we come back, I'm going to want to talk to you about some history. I think it's important that we do that. Before I go, though, I got to tell you this. You hear me talk all the time about my friends at Riley & Jackson. I think it's a pertinent point for me to make right now. Riley & Jackson, the law firm based in Birmingham, these are personal friends of mine. I know them quite well. And they've been working on this Camp Lejeune water contamination case. So here I am talking about vets. Well, if you served from 1953 to 1987, at any time in that window of time, at Camp Lejeune, you might have been there as a permanent station, you might have been there as a trainee, you might have been a dependent in the family of a veteran, and you lived at Lejeune. Well, guess what? They've got confirmed water contamination. I called my friends and said, what is this all about? I hear you guys are working on it. They've got like five staff lawyers working the issue. And they said, yeah, Phil, it's real. There's been like multiple forms or 19 different illnesses, cancers included, attributed to this confirmed water contamination. And all you got to do is call them, tell them. They'll tell you whether they think you have a claim. There's no charge for the phone call. And you will talk to a real person. I'm going to give you their phone number right now. Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. Camp Lejeune, they're also doing, if you're in the military or a firefighter, dealing with firefighting foam, they're working those cases. I'm just telling you, they've got like over like several decades of experience of helping make people whole because of the negligence of others. So yeah, call them. The lawyers at Riley and Jackson are right on the law. They're also right on politics. 205-879-5000. Here's that thing I got to do. Remember, you going to time me? You good? You ready? No representation made. The quality legal service be informed is greater. The quality legal service for other lawyers. What'd I get?
275.
Oh, law mercy. Take us to a break, brother. We'll do that. I'm going to come back and give you guys a history lesson, something to make you proud to be an Alabamian. The history of the fighting 4th Alabama, the 1st of the 167th Infantry. My unit, a legendary unit. You're going to want to hear this story. We'll be right back.